7:35, here's what I feel very strongly about. My heart is cracking in two because, as I mentioned before the interview, I met Thandi Dyalana, your candidate for Ward 54, as a private citizen a while ago. We were both chilling on the rooftop of the silo. We happened to have been sitting at tables next to each other. I think she complimented my hair. And then I was like, girl, because you know we can't find no way to do our own hair in the city. And then we got into this big conversation about, as I've always told you guys, I'm trying to open a salon. And I love, I had opened a salon at that time. And we talk about that and we get on and gaggle a little bit. And my friends come and she's sitting at the next table. Eventually she joins our table, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, fast forward like a year. And she WhatsApps me. Her face on an ANC poster. And I'm like, huh? And that's why my heart is cracking in two, because the measure of women that I met and the measure of women that you just heard stands so brilliantly on her own. And it was so disconcerting to see the yellow and green and black behind her. And it's like, it like knocked me off my... I went off kilter because I was like, that's not who I thought I met in terms of the way I understand the ANC. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but my suspicion is that it formed a convenient platform for her to come forward very quickly without having to contest, because this is not a politician, as she said. But I'm... And you know, they've got the infrastructure, they can push her forward and stuff, And I believe, by the way, particularly insofar as she describes her historical, her background, being the child of a domestic worker, she has probably seen the ANC has been far more successful for people who are far less affluent. If you're middle class, the ANC is pretty much, it feels like they've done nothing for you. If you're destitute or relatively poor, you will see the gains over 25 years. But I don't know if that means that they deserve you to hitch your cart to them. And I don't believe a person who is for the future and for the next round, for me, I can't get past the party. I love Thandi. I think she's great. I think she might be a little bit naive as to how politics works. I think unfortunately, because of the nature of people in affluent neighborhoods, that people were going to run her around the ringer or kind of push her around because she comes on with sweetness and not with toughness. And I think in these areas of affluence, you have to lead with toughness as a black woman. But I can't get past the party. And I feel very strongly about that.